Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Illinois taxpayers will be paying an in-between rate on their 2017 income as a result of the state's tax increase. The State Journal Register reports the Illinois Department of Revenue has calculated that the blended rate will be 4.35% for individual returns that are due next April. The basic tax rate in Illinois increased in July from 3.75% to 4.95%. Department spokesman Terry Horstman says the rate is based on the number of days under the old rate and the number of days in 2017 under the new rate. And he says the state tax forms will use the blended rate to make it easier for taxpayers. Well, as one of the year's busiest air travel periods approaches, the Transportation Security Administration is putting in place new procedures for screening electronics. Rob Dillard reports the changes were announced earlier this year and are now reaching Iowa airports.
Passengers at TSA checkpoints will now be required to do with their e-readers, computer tablets, and DVD players what they have long been doing with their laptops. Carrie Harmon is the regional public affairs manager for the TSA.
Passengers will be asked to take electronics that are larger than a cell phone out of their carry-on bag and put them into bins.
The agency has determined officers can better inspect carry-on bags with the electronics removed. TSA announced the changes in security checks in July and has been rolling them out across the country. They have been fully implemented at the Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids. They will take effect at Des Moines International in January. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
The Iowa Board of Regents has agreed to rename the University of Iowa Art Museum for a Muscatine couple donating $10 million for construction of a new museum. The Des Moines Register reports the Regents were told this week during their meeting that Richard and Mary Jo Stanley committed the money last month. Richard Stanley, who died in November, earned his master's in engineering from the university in 1963. His parents also earned degrees at the University of Iowa. The new name will begin being used in the spring, and it's the University of Iowa Stanley Museum of Art. The building that had housed the museum in Iowa City and its 15,000 pieces of art and artifacts was extensively damaged during the flood of 2008. Well, 150 years of history in 100 feet. That's a new display unveiled today at Genesis Health Systems East Campus in Davenport. President and CEO Doug Cropper says it was on December 7th in 1869 that the Sisters of Mercy opened a hospital in the city and treated their first patient. Mercy Hospital joined with St. Luke's Hospital in 1994, creating Genesis.
Why would we do this? Well, because it's important to honor the past. It's important to recognize the achievements, the talents, all the organizations that came together to form Genesis Health System.
Cropper says when construction of the new medical tower began, staff began collecting artifacts for the history wall, including pictures, plaques, and a surgeon's medical bag.
One of my favorite is right over here actually on the pillar, which is the Mercy Book. This is a book that kept a patient registration log. This is actually medical records written out by hand in beautiful script, you'll see, that tell the history of those patients and their condition.
Cropper says the Sisters of Mercy came to this area from Chicago, intending to open a school in DeWitt. But after finding Davenport had little or no medical care for the many sick and injured residents, they opened a hospital instead. And the first patient was a pregnant woman who'd been abandoned. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.